If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel about being on a bonus episode?
What's a bonus episode?
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't.
What do you think a bonus episode means?
How could it get better? Like, what's bonus about it?
Well,
as in it's an extra...
It's an extra episode.
Well, the people want more?
Oh, do they?
They weren't enough with the... How many did you put out a week?
We used to put one out a week. Now
you're putting...
Two out.
Two?
Yeah.
Christ. God, you really are flying.
Is that too much?
I mean, yeah, it might be. As long as the content's, you know, on point each time.
Whoa.
Which, I mean, I've listened into a few and you'd be slipping, boy. Turning up tired. Is it all a bit too much for you, mate?
What do you mean? This is the first time. Actually, this is an exciting moment because this is our first time back in the studio. So I haven't turned up late ever.
You have, I'm sure. Yeah. Has he turned up late?
You can't ask people who's sitting here.
Is there no one else in the room?
Well, there is, but...
Because if there's not, holy shit, I'm starting to lose it.
There are a few people in the room.
Okay. Thank God. No way.
Do you ever get that sometimes when you I had a dream the other night that I went to Japan and got arrested in Japan. And I got arrested for attempted murder on someone. I don't know who it was someone. But then what happened was I woke up and I couldn't understand whether it was true or not. I was like, am I like on the run?
What did you do? Did you pack your bags and...
Habs, get in the car.
I can't drive, but let's go.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll get there safely. I'll be very cautious. Get off your phone, I'll get off mine. In fact, please get Google Maps up because I have no idea where I'm going. Where are we hiding? The Cotswolds.
I would go straight to
hiding at my mother's place in the Cotswolds. They'll never look there. The estate's so big they won't find me.
You did a show where you had to go on the run.
Didn't you
get a helicopter or something?
Yeah, I went to my mum's house. What do you mean?
Such bougie bell ends.
Oh my God, what do you mean? It's not bougie bell ends. It's a great way to escape. A helicopter's a great way.
Let's show off.
Okay, fine.
You could have done something a little, you know, get a little dinghy.
What? Okay,
a helicopter in the sky with some bright blonde hair poking out. There he is.
Sorry. I'm not leaning out the window of the helicopter.
You're like a dog. No, like poking its head out. Ooh.
So you're saying, okay, fine, we're two fugitives, right? We're two fugitives. And you're saying, I go, quickly, Mitt, let's go, get in the helicopter. You say, no.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. You're going to say, no, we're going to go to the dinghy and get out of there in a dinghy.
I think it's probably a little bit more, you know, under the radar. Helicopters draw attention.
Why would a dinghy...
Very noticeable.
A dinghy on the Thames will be noticeable.
What type of dinghy have you got in your mind? Like one of those little beach dinghies that you blow up, and we've got tiny little oars.
I've got like a little motor, and you're
doing what? Off the back of the boat. That's not going to get you anywhere, mate.
Pretending I've got a motor. Come on!
I suppose it's a lot slower than it. That motor sounds like it's really powerful. What's going on?
You're much more of a water fairy than an air fairy.
A water fairy?
Yeah, if you were a fairy, you'd be a water fairy.
Why? Because I'm...
You know, you like the water.
Just wet and wild.
Yeah, but you like all the water. It's where we're meant to be. You like all of that nonsense.
Well, I like being in it occasionally. I don't want to live in it.
Okay, but if you have to live in the sky or in the sea, where would you live?
Oh, well, there's not much oxygen up high, is there? There's not much oxygen down below either.
There's more oxygen up above.
Well, how high are we going?
Well, you're living in the sky. So you, basically, would you rather be a bird or a fish?
That's really hard. A fish.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, the ocean, it's this vast expanse, not been explored. We've explored our skies.
More predators.
Where?
In the ocean.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah, there's sharks and whales and jellyfish.
They're all dying at a rapid rate, thanks to our... just going to get some political messaging across here. Don't eat fish, you horrible bastards. See, did you watch Seaspiracy?
I didn't actually. It upset me. I started to watch it. Upset me too much.
It's like, you know, it's another thing that we now can't eat without feeling guilty, which I think, you know, it's good and it's a great message, but it's what can we eat now?
Okay, but then I heard this thing the other day. This is quite interesting. I heard this thing the other day that a guy was talking about. He had really bad depression, right?
Mm.
And so he went on an all meat diet. And there's supposedly theories behind that. Sort of depression is an inflammatory thing. So it's right. An inflammatory thing. And actually, so meat is anti-inflammatory. Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I mean, was this sponsored by the Meat Association?
Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly, we found this one guy. He was really sad. So we gave him two steaks, cleared his depression. Eat meat, guys. That's the problem, is you don't know. It's so hard to tell what actual science is these days, because everyone is funded by all the different bodies.
Yeah, because you got people like your bullshit. Oh, don't do this, don't do that.
Drive safe, that's all I say.
Anyway, so as I was saying about my dream about in Japan, I woke up and I couldn't tell the difference between whether I was like, the dream was real or not. I didn't know what was going on. And then it took me, honestly, I reckon about a minute to work it out.
I have those often as well. I had this dream that I'd sort of gone on a reality show, and I'd been on it for nearly a decade, and I was friends with this superstar, a guy called Jamie Lang, and you know, I just couldn't work out whether it was real. I opened up my phone and it was real.
Opened up? What have you got, like a Motorola?
Yeah.
What are you opening up?
Flipped it open. Scroll down, there it was, Jamie Lang. Phoned him up. He didn't pick up, obviously.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, to all you listeners who watched Made in Chelsea back in the day, just sent me a message.
Nice. What's he up to? He had some good stories.
Yeah, I'm going to say one.
You can't talk about it.
We can bleep out his name, so we bleeped out his name, but he was on Made in Chelsea. He had
Can we talk about this?
Yeah, we can. It's private parts.
Oh, God. Well, we may as well start from the beginning.
What do you mean from the beginning? You can say the beginning bit.
Well, so, you know, bearing in mind this is the first time I've met the guy. You know, he's the new hot shot on the show. And we meet at the airport because we're going to the south of France.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone's really excited. I get sat next to him on the plane. He's got a huge, oversized MacBook Pro. I didn't realize it did a 30-inch screen. Anyway... Opens it up. I'm like, okay, nice. Very considerate guy. He's going to put on the Avengers or something. Hits play. It's a slow-mo video of him having a wank. And I was like, oh my fucking God, what is this? And I was like, mate, close the screen. There's children. There's rows behind you that can see what you're doing. And he's trying to like wrestle it back open. I was like, I don't want to see this. What are you doing? And we're bearing in mind, we'd said like, you know, 10 words to each other. And that kind of set the precedent of where this guy could go. He was a
pretty mad.
He didn't last long, and he
which is a shame.
Which is a shame. But he also had a delicacy towards him.
Oh God, it's so. I just don't think we can talk about it.
We are. You've just okay, go on.
Well, so I mean, he started to, you know, quite quickly. Members of the cast started to realize this guy's pretty kooky, and the stories would kind of, you know, they got a bit worse and worse and worse, and there was a lot of stories about pooing and pooing in front of his girlfriend and her smelling it, and that was his sexual
and then we
gratification. And the funny thing was, I questioned him about it. He goes, "No, don't worry. I put loo roll down in the bath." I was like, "Oh, okay, fine. No, that's totally normal."
No, but then you forgot the big one.
No, well, no. This is then it leads on. We're out for dinner, and you know it's a bit tender hooks at this point. Everyone's like, "God, this guy's fucking out there. He's serious," and I think he could feel that. So he's like, "Do you know what? I'm going to rein it in a little bit. I'm going to keep these guys on side." And he's like, "So, any of you into moon cupping?" I was like, "No, what is that? It sounds like, you know, something quite fun. What is it?"
And then any relation to Moonpig?
yeah. Mooncup.com. So none of us knew what it was, and then quickly found out that a moon cup is like an alternate like tampon that collects menstrual blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he started to drink from the moon cup.
Yeah, and he said that it got him closer to his partners.
Well, yeah, the worst bit, and this is where we're like, wow. He goes,
we stepped too far on the podcast already. I love that you're going, oh, I don't know if I can actually say this bit. Here we go.
Well, I thought you said go ahead, so we're talking.
Go ahead, of course you go.
And then he was like, "Oh yeah, I know, it was really gloopy and irony," and I was like, "Oh, mate, I just ordered a steak as well." It was so horrendous. He realised with that one that he'd overstepped the mark. And then he's like, "Don't worry, I'll pull it back again." He's like, "Do you ever just think like you might want to eat your parents?" I was like, "Oh, fuck, I'm out. Let's get the bill. This guy's fucking mental."
Yes, he was an odd guy.
But he would always give reason to try and make it sound relatively sane. He's like, "Well, no, because like, you know, you eat them and their cells live on within you." I was like,
too much.
I don't know. It's highly illegal and pretty fucking weird.
Oh, Mitzi.
Sorry, mate, for telling your stories.
But listen, we bleeped out his name, so just all you lovely listeners can guess who that was. But yeah, they were on for just a short period of time.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, all you listeners. Welcome to a lovely bonus episode of Private Parts. As you can see, we got Mitt here today.
God, I feel I've really set the precedent, although you did introduce the story, so...
Yeah, I introduced it. It's fine. Hey, Mitt, what we like to do on our bonus episodes is... I like to read some reviews to you.
Okay. Yes. Reviews of what?
Reviews of different things. Reviews on Amazon and stuff like that we tend
Any
to
Any reviews on your stand-up? career that lasted a while.
I might actually bring that back up. I might start doing it. Don't look at me like that.
No, as like a supportive mate, like, go get him. We'll be there.
It was the... Oh,
How so much pressure to do. I felt for you, mate, coming out onto that stage, having to be funny when you're, you know, inherently not that funny a guy.
It was the first time I did it was really funny. The second time was just not.
It's so hard though, yeah. Because if you make one wrong little move doing that, and then you sense that you've taken a little slip, and then you go, oh shit.
Did you not see? You know, Curtis Pritchard and the Pritchard brothers, AJ Pritchard
Curtis.
So he was on Love Island and he did Celebs Get Aged. He went and did stand up to which I had this idea for a show, which was stand up to cancer. So you, as a non-stand-up, you go and do stand up. Anyway, it was obviously an idea that was floating around already because someone else did it. Anyway, he went and did it, and then he did the stand up, and it was like the worst. It was the worst stand up I've ever.
Well, this is why you should have put yours in the guise of charity, because then none of the critics can slate you. People are dying, guys. It's like, yeah, they were dying out there listening to your.
Okay, here we go. I got a review. Here we go. So this is a review from Robbie, who sent it in, saying top reviews from the United States. It's from Andrew. Andrew's person wrote it, but Robbie sent it in. And he says, shaved my body with it. It's a Philips shaver. Do you shave your body?
Yeah.
I do.
I shaved before I came here, baby.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, stroke my chest. No, it's actually quite... It's actually quite hairy.
Oh, but you normally shave it, right? Well, I shave mine now.
Sometimes. I mean, it just gets a little bit wild.
What do you mean it gets a little bit wild?
A little bit wild, you know.
Well, it's not like some sort of river.
Do you think, meandering around my chest?
Yeah.
Do you think that girls like, I mean, I think it's a bit of a split, but do they like a hairy?
I don't know.
It depends on who's wearing it. Like, there's certain people. Like, if you had a huge, bellowing ginger...
It wouldn't be ginger. It wouldn't be ginger. It would be...
diet. I just don't know if they'd be into it.
I reckon I would look good with like a bit of fluffy hair on my chest.
A bit of fluffy hair?
Yeah, a bit of fluffy hair.
I don't think you would.
I don't think...
I like your svelte. You can swim faster.
Like it's svelte.
Svelte, that's the word, isn't it?
It's not called svelte.
Svelte.
Do you know what I worked out the other day? You know when people... To the listeners who probably can't see this, you know when... people make the face. It's like the upside down smile.
The salmon.
Yeah, the upside down smile. You know when they do that? And you're listening to some music and you really like it and you go,
That's the bass face, the gurn.
Yeah, it's called a hyphy. It's called a hyphy smile. A hyphy.
What?
Yeah, if you make a face of this, it's called a hyphy. And apparently it's the biggest compliment.
You're smelling a fart. You're smelling your own fart. Yeah. Did well there. You know, I had a kid at school who would love smelling other people's farts.
So what did you... you're a teacher. What are you talking about? I had a kid at school. What do you mean?
When I was at school.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, you would fart and he'd go get round the back of it and be like, take it all in. I know, so weird.
Who are you hanging out with?
Well, I didn't chill with him that much. only when I had farts. He used me for my farts.
All right, I got another review for us. This is Microsoft Windows 95. It's from Brendan.
Wait, what? You've got a review from Microsoft
Windows. No, it's a review about Microsoft Windows 95. This was in March 20, 2014. So he upgraded to Windows 95 from Windows 8. Oh, it's not the year 95. It's an upgrade. Here we go. I upgraded to Windows 95 and Windows 8.
Mm-hmm.
Before, in Windows 8, I had to go to the ginormous start screen to launch a program on the desktop. But now in Windows 95, there is a start menu that makes launching programs much easier. A lot of the default programs that came with Windows 8 are in Windows 95.
Sorry.
No, listen. What is this? A lot of the default programs that came in Windows 8 are in Windows 95, like Calculator, Paint, Notepad, etc. A notable and cool thing in Windows 95 is the briefcase. I can stick folders in it and bring the file up in another computer. Minesweeper is a great game in Windows 95 to try. Unlike Windows 8, the MS-DOS games are fully compatible, so no need for DOS box. Oh, additionally, Windows 95 uses significantly less resources like hard disk space, so my hard drive went from 475 gigabytes out of 500 gigabytes with Win 8 to 499 gigabytes out of 500 with Windows 95. Some other useful features of Windows 95 are the disk defragment, defragging your drive, and scan disk for checking for disk errors. The thing I love most with Windows 95 is the simplicity. There is no interface and not a bucket load of apps. Windows 95 is overall a great OS and I highly recommend it.
Is his number on there? we should get him out this weekend. What are you up to, buddy?
Oh my God.
I couldn't quite get the gist. Is he happy about what happened?
I don't know.
He got more disk space now?
Oh, I think he does. Oh, God. There is so many great ones here. There was a review. Someone wrote this Amazon review on The Wolf of Wall Street, right? It's got a one star, 2016, 6th of May, from Shiver. And it's a review on The Wolf of Wall Street. And the caption is, "There are no wolves in this movie."
To be fair, I was a bit livid. They had pretty much everything else. But is that all he said?
Yeah, that's all they said. Okay, on the podcast, what we like to do is we like to read out some charities, some communities, individuals who are unsung and they need some praise.
Amazing.
And we donate them some cash. So today is the last day that people can send in suggestions. And then beginning of next month, we're going to read out our winner. And we're going to donate them some money. So we got a letter through saying, "Hi, Jamie and Francis. Let me start by saying I love Private Parts Podcast. You guys never cease to put a smile on my face, so thank you. Last year, myself and my partner were supported by a charity called Climbing Out. They are still very small, but already make a huge difference to people's lives, including mine and my partner's. They run five-day outdoor activity programs aimed at rebuilding confidence, self-esteem, and motivation in people who have been through mental or physical traumas. In 2019, my partner suffered a mild traumatic brain injury. It changed his life. All the time of his injury, my partner was a competitive swimmer and had just qualified as a firefighter with the London Bridge Brigade. Both of those passions ended abruptly, and his mental health suffered as a result. He lost his sense of direction. We went on a program with Climbing Out and it changed everything for him. He's recovering more every day. And in his own words, after my injury, I spent 16 months learning how to be patient until I spent 5 days learning to be me again." Oh my God. That actually got me emotional. That's amazing. Wow.
A bit blown away by that.
Yeah, we made friends for life during our week with Climbing Out, all tremendously inspiring in their own right. My partner's looking forward to starting a new job in June and we now have many exciting adventures to look forward to. I wholeheartedly recommend this charity to anyone who is going through a challenging time at the moment or who feels they have lost their sense of direction. Even if the money does not go to Climbing Out, I know the founder, Kelda Wood, I hope I pronounced that right, would just be pleased for the exposure. She has made it a life's purpose to reach out to as many people as possible and support them to another shot at life. I would encourage you to visit the website. We're going to put the link below. It's climbingout.org.uk and drop Kelda an email. I guarantee you won't regret it. Sending you much love to all. Zoe and Zach, my partner. That's amazing.
So sweet.
To all you listeners, go and check it out. Climbing Out. If you're going through a tricky time, what an amazing charity. That's what it's about, dude,
I just find, I really respect people that dedicate their lives to trying to restore other people that have gone through like such hardship.
No, listen, I think that we spend our lives, especially me, I spent a hell of a lot of my life being selfish. And I think now it's so important that actually giving back, and this sounds like preaching stuff I'm doing, but actually not. Giving back to people, helping others and doing all those kind of things, actually is so, firstly, it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
Secondly, other people need it way more than us. So I think it's a really good thing.
I take my hat off to you.
You're not wearing one.
Well, when I put it on, I'll take it off again.
All right, all you lovely listeners, that was our little bonus episode. And we're going to see you on Friday for another banger of an episode. Have you had fun?
I've had so much fun.
I'm going to be seeing a lot more of you, buddy.
Don't want to leave.
Well, listen, let us know. Mitt's going to be sticking around for other episodes, so get ready for it. All right, team, listen, we'll see you soon. We'll see you on Friday. For now,
bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.